Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Welcome to the program. It's an inspirational community affairs program. My name is Michael Van Tol. This podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Sunday morning team is here, at least a couple of us. Let me go right down the list right now. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
Absolutely, and I'm just waiting on Apostle Sabrina McKenzie, our guest this morning. She should be here shortly. We are live in the studio in Southfield today. I was prepared with a whole program today, and I heard the shocking news of my good buddy, friend, fellow poet, Stephen Sparrow O'Neill, who passed this week. And we're going to talk a little bit about Sparrow this morning. And then, of course, Sabrina McKenzie, Bravo reality TV star from Atlanta. She's going to be here in studio. And, of course, you know, we have news and weather coming up. So we got a full hour, a lot of information for you. But I do want to start off by just mentioning a few things that my boss, events that she had this week, Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. And one of them was this past Thursday at Greater Grace. Great turnout for our Getting to Know Wayne County series, the town hall topic of senior scams with Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Very informative, all about the different scams out here and how to recognize them and do something about it. And I was really grateful. We were grateful for Bishop Ellis to allow us to hold the town hall seminar there at Greater Grace. And it just happened to be on Lions football night, and the men at Greater Grace were having a little tailgate before they watched the game, which we won. And we just happened to pass by their tailgating, and we were able to get some food after the event. So that worked out great. We also hosted the Veterans Turkey giveaway is coming up on Monday, November 13th. We're going to have two locations in Detroit and Redford. So we'll have more information on that. But what I wanted to say was that this past Wednesday at the Veterans Hospital, we did have a in-service for veterans awards program with about seven people that contribute their time and efforts to help veterans around Metro Detroit. The commissioner handed out about seven awards along with Armada Healthcare. So we had a great time. We got a couple more events. We got our holiday party coming up in December. Yesterday we went out, the War on Trash. We went out 6 Mile in the Southfield. And this time it wasn't as much trash as we have picked up over the last couple of years. So that was a good thing. That was good. We took some photos. We'll post them this week. But we had a team out there. We also had some volunteers from 58 homes. So between our volunteers and our staff, we were able to help get that area clean this morning. There's a lot of events coming up. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about Franklin Wright in a second, too. Mm-hmm. So We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got news and weather and a little tribute to the late poet Stephen Sparrow O'Neill. And he was one of those poets. I don't know if you've been to see him perform, Kimberly.
I haven't. I didn't have the pleasure. I'm so sorry.
Yep. He did the same type that I do. He did a lot of his over music. You know, the Love Jones style from the movie Love Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those type of rhythm poets. I call myself a jazz poet, but, you know, we do it primarily over music, and that's the kind of poetry he did, although he also, you know, performed with recitals and things like that. So very talented. We're going to talk about Stephen Sparrow O'Neill in a few minutes, too. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. And I think I'm going to play a little bit. I have a jazz version of His Eye is on the Sparrow. I'm going to drop a little bit of that in this morning, too. It's just I was looking at the music on my dashboard here, and I was like, okay, yes, let me play His Eye is on the Sparrow for Stephen Sparrow O'Neill. We'll get a little bit into that in a few minutes, and then we'll also be talking to Sabrina McKenzie in a few minutes too. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we know. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael Vantool. I just wanted to play a little bit of that jazz version of His Eyes on the Sparrow in memory of the great Detroit poet Stephen Sparrow O'Neill this morning, and I just thought it was appropriate for the song of the same name, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Good morning. This is the Michael Vantool Show. The Sunday morning team is here, including our political analyst, home care advocate, podcaster also, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Happy October 1st to everybody. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. And shout out to the amazing mother missionary, Patty Humphrey.
Yes, and I've been trying to, we're trying to get it together for breakfast one of these days. We have been talking offline over the past couple of weeks, and it's been a while since I've seen her. We've talked on the phone, but it's way overdue. This time, you know, she came on with us in September, at the end of September on the show, but, you know, we miss her being on a regular basis. Looking forward to having breakfast with her soon. All right, let me just say this before we bring in the news, and I don't know, I asked Kimberly, did you ever get a chance to listen to Sparrow the Poet, Henrietta?
I have not. I have not.
Yes. He has been a staple in the poetry scene here in Detroit from way back when I remember when I met him at Cafe Mahogany back in the day. You know, that was the one place, it's historic now. That was the one place where all the poets gathered. He was a rhythm poet like me. We did it over music bass, Love Jones style. And we met back in the late 90s. I emceed a show for him that ran on cable in the, around 1999, 2000. They ran, it was about an hour-long show, emceed for him. And they must have run that show, I don't know how many times, a dozen times over the years. I mean, they were still running that show. It was so popular. They were running that episode a few times every year for like 3 or 4 years. I could not believe it. And the network, whatever network was on the cable networks. They just kept running it. I just wonder now, if we could have got paid for that, that would have been great. If we got paid for that, for doing those shows, because they got a lot of views out of that. But it was great. He was very talented, very popular. He did a lot of stuff off of memory, which I believe if you're buying tickets for an event, you know, a lot of poets read. If I'm selling a ticket, I want to do it off the top. I think just reading it is, you know, you can do that sometimes, but when people pay money, you need to do it off the top. Give them a real show.
Exactly.
And that's what he did.
Yep.
You know, he was very sick over the past few years. And but it was an honor to be on stage with him. And truly, he will be missed. He will be missed on the poetry scene in Detroit. It was an honor to be, with him on stage and performing with him.
Did he recently pass away?
He passed away about 2 days ago, yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Because I was reading it online, and I did not know, you know, but as I read the posting, you know how sometimes they just start off and say, he was great, a great poet. He was a great performer, and then I started thinking, why are they talking about him in past tense like that? And then halfway through, I realized it was in memorial to him, and that he had passed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I can get more information about the poet, the great poet, Stephen Sparrow O'Neill. They called him Sparrow. Everybody, a lot of people didn't even know his real name. They went by Sparrow. Mm-hmm. Let me welcome prophetess, evangelist, minister, songstress, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning to the Second Morning team. Good morning to our amazing listening audience.
Great, great. We are waiting on Sabrina McKenzie, a reality TV out of Atlanta, and she should be on her way shortly. We'll be talking to her before we go. But in the news this morning, Representative Jasmine Crockett, Democrat from Texas, had the best and most fiery speech rebuking the Republicans for their lame impeachment investigation into President Joe Biden. You got to go online, Google her, and you will hear.
It was great.
Oh,
it was amazing.
I know my political analyst is right on top of this.
I shared it on my Twitter and my Threads page.
I said it on all my social media. I wanted everybody to see that.
Did you post it, Henrietta?
I did.
I just knew you were. I knew you were up on this. Both of you guys. I mean, that was one of the best. You could hear a pin drop. She shut them down, and anybody who tried to speak while she was speaking, she shut them down. I'm telling you, this was the best. And she said, "Why don't y'all talk about Trump?" Who has had extensive investments in China and had bank accounts in China. The Republicans have no evidence of any crime committed by President Biden, no high crimes, no misdemeanors, but they're blind to Trump's abuse of the law. You know, and then she brought out, look at this, national secrets. What do you think about that, Henrietta?
Let me tell you, I was so hoping you brought that up, because I saved the content for it and everything. Let me tell you something. It just goes to show, when it comes down to political mess like this, when the Republicans want what they want, they're quick to pull out the dirt on everybody else, but failing to realize that they have dirt of their own. I loved how she showed the photo of all the secrets that were sitting in somebody's bathroom that Trump had possession of till this day. I love that she pulled out the folds of Mar-a-Lago with mounts and mounts of documents still sitting there to this day. And here they are on this hunt, and I'm going to call it a witch hunt for Biden because he loved his son. I mean, she put it together. Now, all I could do was say, you know what, that's the kind of leadership we need in Washington. Call them out.
Right.
Because at the end of
Trump
the day,
facing...
why are you messing with some? They mad because they can't have their way. Let's be clear. The Republicans want... not fund, so you know, they don't want to fund all these programs that's needed basically in the black, underprivileged, and brown communities, and some poor white communities. Let's be clear, they don't want funding going to poor people. They just don't. They want to keep all this money to themselves.
Let's highlight the four indictments that he's facing and the 91 criminal counts against Trump. 91 separate crimes.
91.
And they have the nerve investigate nothing from Joe Biden.
Nothing.
They don't even have anything to say. I wonder.
They don't have no evidence.
What an embarrassment.
It was an embarrassment. It was a straight embarrassment. So, they have nothing. Yeah. They have nothing. And I'm glad that she stood up in leadership the way that she did. And I applaud this sister for doing what she does. And she was serious about it. And she just gives me people like myself who, you know, seeking offices to keep doing what we're doing. Because guess what? I am the kind of person that she is, that I would be on these floors as well. You're not going to put me in a seat and I'm not going to call you out, but I'm going to call it out. I love
That's
it. She just
true.
Gave me fuel to keep fighting, literally.
I'm going to share that posting, too. I haven't seen it yet, but I just knew you guys were on it. Let me welcome Minister.
Kim, what do you think?
And gospel artist and minister, Randall Smith. Good morning, Minister Smith. Yes, we got almost a whole team on this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Love all of you. While I'm en route to Prince Miles this morning, I've got to do my godfather doing a video on me. So, got a full day today.
Tell my good friend, Pastor Prince Miles, I said hello, good morning. God bless
him. Tell him to pray hard for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I hear a little shade in there, but I appreciate you, Bishop-elect. Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, but I'm going to say in the spirit tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Let me, you
Sunday
know, we
morning, team, I love everyone and be well.
We love you, too.
Absolutely.
Listen, I told Henrietta that Robert Smith had the nerve to call me Bishop Smith in front of Gino. I like to faint.
Yeah, well, you had that conversation.
Well, I appreciate you, Minister Smith. I had both Smiths involved in my brother-in-law's memorial service at New Bethel. I had Randall Smith singing and presiding, and it was hosted at New Bethel with Reverend Robert Smith. So I had two Smiths, and you guys, you know they're related.
Yep.
So they're actually related. Pastor Robert Smith and Minister Randall Smith. They're related. They're cousins.
Okay.
So I had two Smiths.
What about
yes, two Smiths. All right. Well, let me finish up on the news. Record setting rain overwhelmed New York City this weekend, sending a surge of flood water.
In prayer.
Okay, great.
Forth, keep me lifted.
Okay, thank you. The water rose fast and furious, catching some commuters off guard as they slogged through Friday morning's rush hour. The first responders jumped into action where needed, pulling people from stranded cars and basements were filling up like bathtubs. More rain fell in a single day in New York, nearly 8 inches than any other day since 1948. A month's worth of rain fell in 3 hours. What a mess. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, declared a state of emergency. This was a very challenging weather event. This is like the second. Didn't they have something like that last year? I mean, the water is floods the subway systems. The subways flood, and you
I saw the video.
You know,
the video is horrific.
Some of the most intense rainfalls ever. Yes, what a tough thing to do. Okay, I got to add some sports this morning because the Lions won on Thursday. They are. Do you know the Lions are number division
they
leaders
on fire.
In the National Football Conference North Division? Yes, they are on fire. The next game is October 8th, so a week from now, next Sunday, 1 p.m. at Ford Field. MSU, you know the coach got fired. Mel Tucker and his mess.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let me just say this: how you gonna mess around with the sexual harassment person for MSU and lose an $80 million contract? we talked about it before. Let me move on because this just don't make no sense. No sense at all. Nothing.
None.
Dumb. I just wonder what Mrs. Tucker, what their conversation, what their conversations are like these days.
Right.
Anyway, they just lost yesterday to Iowa 26-16. They're 2-3 right now, but I still think that Mel Tucker's firing and all that drama is just, you know, the team is in turmoil right now. They're not focused on winning, and they need to kind of get back on track. So they're still having their issues. U of M, however, is also killing it, 45-7 over Nebraska yesterday. They're 5-0 record. So U of M is doing great. That's my favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tigers won yesterday, 8-0. This is the last season Miguel Cabrera is retiring, and he is a legend now in Detroit, already. Don't forget, put this on your calendar, right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, the
That's
Spirit
right.
of Giving Gala Black Tie Affair. I got to go get a new suit for this one. December 14th.
I'm going to get a new dress.
At MGM.
Exactly.
I'm hoping, Kimberly, to secure a table. I'm hoping I got about, I don't know, 10 people
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
I have
mm-hmm.
on my list to attend.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's
yeah.
up to, and that was the last time I checked, I think it's up to like 13 or 14 now. So I'm looking forward to that. So this is our biggest fundraiser.
It is beautiful.
And the proceeds are going to the Pathways to Hope program at Franklin Wright Settlement. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, Black Tie Affair, Franklin Wright's. It's an elegant, fun-filled evening of awards, live music,
mm-hmm.
great food, cocktails, all that stuff. I'm reading from the ad right here. Families, friends, our team and supporters come together to recognize business and community leaders. And we are going to recognize some two or three, I think, Kimberly. I don't want to give the
yeah.
names out yet, but
not yet.
We are still putting those lists together, but these are people that are working mm-hmm. hard in our community right now.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. This beautiful young lady just walked into the studio here, Sabrina McKenzie. We're going to do video one of these days. We got to go video this year. We got to go to video.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Sabrina McKenzie, Bravo reality star, works between here and Detroit and Atlanta and Miami. She's all around. Good morning. You're looking beautiful. I don't even know what color that is. It's, I don't know, it's like a pinkish, what is it? Orange something.
It's a pale pink. Good morning, team. How you doing, Detroit?
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit of what you've been doing. I keep up with you all the time on social media. You had some major events this summer in Atlanta. Tell us about the book and some of the events that you've been hosting.
Well, it's a lot. We've been quite busy in the community. One, we had in July, late July, we had an event in City Hall, our first fundraiser for the International Dance Commission. The International Dance Commission, I founded back in 2000. And it's about 3,700 dance ministries worldwide where we train, teach, and equip liturgical dancers. And so we had the mayor of Atlanta. We had the lieutenant governor. We had several celebrities. We had Lou Gossett Jr., Zenona Clayton. It was just an amazing event, those that support youth and arts advocacy. Then about 2 weeks ago, we were at the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington, D.C., as they prepare for the government shutdown. We're talking about what they're doing with the president, but, you know, I'm really looking at what's going to take place with these government jobs and government positions and people on food stamps and people on welfare and people just, you know, that are essential workers that need that paycheck. And I believe as early as this week, they're voting on it or they're considering it.
They just did a little...
Did they do a package to
package,
stop it?
Just temporarily. It's going to get us through another, 50 days or so?
Okay.
They kick the can down the road.
Okay. And so we were at the Congressional Black Caucus advocating for our bill. Our bill is called Liturgical Dance Day. I wrote a resolution that is currently in the House of Representatives, and it looks like the bill is going to pass. We had a unanimous support from all the Black Caucus members that we spoke to, that they are in support of this legislation. So we have been really busy, and now we are preparing for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which actually starts today. Today, we want to acknowledge all of the survivors of domestic violence and continue to spread education and awareness about the deadly impact that domestic violence has, not just on the family, but in our community. So we are busy in the community advocating, and we have a really, really, really big announcement that I'd like to share on How Apropos today on the radio with Mike. Mike and I are going to have a radio show launching in Detroit and Atlanta and prayerfully expanding in Miami. So we're excited.
Congratulations.
All the haters, awesome. Be quiet.
That's right.
We're excited. It's called Lituations, and we're going to be sharing education, information, and inspiration for your lituations. So that's what we've been up to, just really engage and active and support and community advancement.
Yeah, I was hoping I was going to be able to say that, but you got to it before I did. Yes. But it's going to be lit. That's why it's called Lituations. It's going to be lit. But what I want to do is on Sunday mornings, I want to be able to go above and beyond, and I want to be able to, you know, well, we want to be able to talk to some national artists. We want to talk to some of the biggest preachers that have the biggest congregations across the country. We want to talk to them, and we want to have a destination, a national destination on Sunday morning. So we're looking and film, yes. But one thing I always wanted to do is, and I still plan on doing that even with this show, is go video, because that's where it is now. And then, you know, yes, for sure. All right, so you broke the big news. Yes. So it's going to be lit. And I think that's going to, you know, make a great team with you and I, with Sabrina McKenzie on the radio in Atlanta and Detroit.
Yes,
looking forward to that. And so, yeah, I got to look up the radio scene in Atlanta, you know, I got to do that.
I'm sure.
All right. I do want to, let's take a little break. When we come back, let's hear from the Sunday morning team. And we'll talk to them right after this message.
It's a member of the real team.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them dudes with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right. Thank you for listening, not just here in the States, but we have some audience around the world, including in Europe, Germany, Canada. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you, and we're here every Sunday morning at 9 right here live from Detroit. All right, let's go down our list. Weather. Kimberly, what's the weather before we go around the list here?
Yes, good morning, everyone. So it's currently 60 degrees. We are expected to have mostly sunny skies. The sun is trying to peek out, so it's a little cloudy, but mostly sunny skies are expected today with a high of 78 and a low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies will continue with a high of 80 degrees, a low of 59. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 82 and a low of 62. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies will increase with a high of 83 degrees, guys, with a low of 64.
Okay.
That will be the warmest day this week. On Thursday, rain showers will come in with only a high of 75 and a low of 55. On Friday, rain showers will continue with a high of 69 degrees and a low of 49. And next Saturday, we'll have scattered showers throughout the day with a high of 58 degrees and a low of 43. And that's the weather.
Great. It's still summer. It's still warm.
It is.
It's not over yet. Great. All right, let's go down the list. Prophetess, evangelist, songstress, teacher, minister, Christy Laster.
I think every Sunday he adds a title on there.
I do.
Good morning again, everyone. congratulations, Michael Van Tool, on your new opportunity for an additional show. I'm really excited about that. That's great news. And to our special guest, thanks to you. And I'd love to learn more about, I don't know if that's in Detroit, about the liturgical dancing. But when I woke up this morning, I had one word that came to my mind. And you guys probably think, I know Michael Van Tool says, oh, you think about that days in advance. I literally wake up in the morning and a thought drops in my mind, and it helps me for that day and beyond. So we've all heard the word push. We all know what the word push means in different instances. We know what it means. But you also have heard the acronym that people break it down to mean pray until something happens. And then some people say push until something happens. And some people say praise until something happens. But the whole point of it all is to keep moving, keep creating, keep finding ways to reinvent yourself. And that's one of the things that I love about the Sunday morning team. When we get on the line, everyone talks about the things that they're doing, what they have coming up, what they talk about, you know, your podcast that you have, your home health business, and encouraging others to get involved in helping seniors. We talk about politics and religion and all of these things. But what we find is iron sharpens iron, and we find that hearing about wonderful things that you're doing, it gives each and every one of us a little bit of a push. But when you're not on the Sunday morning radio show receiving that encouragement, when you're waking up on a Monday morning and there's things that need to get done and you just don't know how you're going to get it done, push. Pray until something happens. Wake up and start your day with that communication with God, and he'll give you the strength to push through your day. This morning, I'm a little bit tired, and I struggled to get up out of the bed. Thank God for waking me up. But I had to talk to myself and say, push. There's so much to do. If you don't do what it is that you need to do, people's lives will be impacted in a way that you don't want. But when you continue to do what you're supposed to do, lives will be impacted in a positive way, and others will get that same energy to push and live the best life that they can live. So push this morning, and that's all I have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you mentioned about the dance ministry for Sabrina. Sabrina, if you can just tell us a little bit more about that and the book, too, that was released this year.
Awesome. So with the dance ministry, we travel around basically equipping, teaching liturgical dancers how to do worship dance. That's prophetic dance, warfare dance, travail dance. So when you see praise dancers in Protestant churches, Catholic churches, that is what we do. And I've been doing that for about 23 years now. I've worked for Bishop Eddie Long in New Birth. I worked for Pastor Solomon Kinlock for 4 years at Triumph Church, all 25,000 locations.
Wow, right.
I've traveled around the globe teaching dance to children in Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Jamaica, taking dance ministries and inner city youth to be exposed with the impact of worship and what that looks like through the dance. So a lot of times the dance is looked at as a form of entertainment, and what I do is share education, how the dance actually ushers in the presence of God, how the dance actually upsets the kingdom of darkness, how the dance actually prepares and shifts the atmosphere for the preached word to be made easy. So that's what we do through liturgical dance. Mm-hmm. And the liturgical dance day is a resolution that I wrote for the United States House of Representatives for them to acknowledge liturgical dance as a viable resource in our worship services every Sunday. And so they have agreed, and we're looking for that bill to be adopted as soon as we get through, you know, the shutdown. But that it's history that we made with Liturgical Dance Day, and I'm just so honored and humbled to be the founder of Liturgical Dance Day as well as the International Dance Commission.
Excellent.
Now, what we're doing, I wrote a book. I'm a dancer by trade. I'm a worshiper every day. But I love Black women, and I love the marginalized, and I spend the majority of my time and my life, I've dedicated it and committed it to really helping to further advance marginalized people. Several years ago, my sister was murdered by her husband. She was stabbed several times in front of her children. And so that's how my advocacy for domestic violence began, but also that's how my passion and my love for the marginalized began. And if you're going to talk about the marginalized, you can't really speak about it without speaking about the Black woman. If I would, I would quote Malcolm X, the Black woman is the most disrespected woman on the planet. And so we have a lot of work to do. But in that advancement, I pulled together a group of women. Primarily six of the women are actually from Detroit. And we did a book club collaboration of serial entrepreneurs that are impacting social change through entrepreneurship. And this partnership is designed to break down economic barriers and create generational wealth in our community. So the book is entitled Wealth Circle, and we are touching bases on everything from credit repair to AI to you know, selling and buying products to distribution, because of the pandemic taught us anything. It taught us that we cannot rely on our 9-to-5 for wealth. And if we haven't learned anything from the last generation, it taught us that generational wealth is not necessary. It's essential.
Mm-hmm. And that is so powerful. And you're right. Black women, that's why I like when Representative Crockett fought back this week. We were talking about it earlier and how she fought back. But you know what? Let's recognize also the Fulton County prosecutor, also that brought the charges.
Yes.
I forgot. You probably know her and everything. And so she is on the front lines taking this case to Trump. And then we've got one of the black judge, one of the female judges involved in the federal cases. So black women have been the determining factor in the last few races for president. So very powerful, very powerful. But and I think this is a chance now to fight back from a lot of those injustices. You know, yes, makes me so proud. We've got a strong arm here in our, you know, our black society, black races, the black race. We've got some strong firepower now, even more. You were going to say something, Sabrina?
We do, and I'm so excited to see the talented, the strong, the courageous black women on the front lines taking no shorts. And doing it in a cultural way that we understand and now they understand. If you don't know, you're going to learn today is what the black woman is saying. But also, one of the things that I've learned about being in government, by being in politics, and by also having a business, being a business owner, is that if we are going to really impact generational wealth, we're going to have money. We're going to have money to put, you know, these wonderful black women in the race. We're going to have money to support them. We're going to have money to support the political agenda of community and the marginalized. We're going to have money to help the people that are in our churches. We're going to have money to get our credit fixed and buy homes. We're going to have money. The Bible says that money answers all things. And so with the Wealth Circle book, we have created, I believe 13 women together who are at the top of their industries, from technology to religion, all the way to politics and business. And they are given viable sources about how to create generational wealth. How do you create generational wealth? You start by tapping into your gift. What are you doing with the very purpose and gift that God has given you? What do you do like you do, like you do, like nobody else does, when you do what you do, how you do it?
Okay, now.
So we're at the front line creating wealth and teaching generational wealth so that we don't raise up a generation in poverty.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I just want to piggyback on what you just said, Michael. When I saw the young lady from Texas, I was just in awe. I was amazed by her passion. I was, my spirit was prepared for by the words that she used, because, you know, we talk about when people get up and speak, there are certain words that they use. And she was intelligent, she was graceful, but she was powerful at the same time. She got her point across. Again, here we have a black woman, as you know, as our guest has said, one of the most disrespected people on the planet. And we know we're black women here. We know what life is like. But here is a woman in one of the most powerful positions in government. And she is taking them to task. And it just made me proud. And she's young. Not that they're, I don't want to play the, you know, somebody's too old or somebody's too young. But I had hope because I saw this as a young person who is new in her career, who can move and get some things done. So that made me very, very excited to hear that. But I have a fun story this morning that I want to share really quickly. Nearly three quarters of gamers are certain that video games have improved their lives. A recent survey of 2,000 American gamers revealed how video games are more than just hobbies. 72% of respondents attested to the positive impact of the pastime on various aspects of their life. There's a list, 10 things that gaming may help with. 68% of people said it helps with relaxing. Another 67% said it helps with problem solving. 62% said it helps with critical thinking skills. 61% said it deals with hand-eye coordination, which is fascinating to me because I know people that have really great hand-eye coordination, and it has helped them. 38% of people said it helps with cooperating with others. 19% said it helps them play other sports. 17% said it helps with driving. You know, when teenagers are getting ready to take driving school, you know, when I took driving classes, you physically got into a car, you sat in a class and you studied and you watched video or what have you, but there were no simulations or anything, and then you got into the car and actually drove. So this may be something new to help this generation. 16% said it helped with cooking, 14% said it helped with physics, and this may be a little weird, 14% believe that playing video games will help them survive the apocalypse. I don't know. Maybe they talk to Jesus about that. We'll see. But that's what they said.
You know.
Well, you know what, Kim? A lot of people tend to believe that. I know a few gamers who swear that when the apocalypse comes, they're going to be prepared because of that game they play.
Really?
Yeah. They say they're going to use all that skill.
Okay. You know, I hear people say that. I hear people who watch The Walking Dead and other zombie shows.
Yes.
I know how to survive if a zombie. I'm like, if a zombie apocalypse really happened, Tristy, so I said none of us would know what to do. I said, yeah, you some of the shows and the way they depict things. I said, it's not the zombies you have to worry about. It's the people that you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my TED Talk for the day.
Well, thank you. You know, we've been talking about Representative Crockett so much this morning. I'm just going to have to go ahead and play part of what
Please
she said.
Please do, Michael. I'll
you
send
know.
It to you. I will send it to you because it was dynamic.
Here you go.
High crimes or misdemeanors. And I can't seem to find the crime, and honestly, no one has testified of what crime they believe the President of the United States has committed. But when we start talking about things that look like evidence, they want to act like they're blind. They don't know what this is. These are our national secrets. Looks like in the to me.
She did slip up.
Like
she said it. She meant it.
She was on fire.
On a stage at Mar-a-Lago.
See what?
Talking about somebody that's committed high crimes, it's at least indictments. Let's say 32 counts related to unauthorized retention of national security secrets, 7 counts related to obstructing the investigation, 3 false statements, 1 count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, falsifying business records, conspiracy to defraud the United States, 2 counts related to efforts to obstruct the vote certification proceedings, 1 count of conspiracy to violate civil rights, 23 counts related to forgery or false documents. Counts related to soliciting, and I could go on because he's got 91 counts pending right now, but I will tell you what the president has been guilty of. He has unfortunately been guilty of loving his child unconditionally,
Look
and
at that
is the only evidence that he has brought forward. And honestly, I hope and pray that my parents love me half as much as he loves his child.
Wow.
Until they find some evidence, we need to get back to the people's work, which means keeping this
That's
government
it.
So that people don't go hungry in the streets of the United States, and I will
heal. Wow. Amazing.
That
you know
was
what?
Powerful.
You have got to sit back, and that needs to be a national anthem, because let me tell you something. let me just be clear. When I sat there and I saw that, I literally, and I have not done a cartwheel in many, many years, I literally did a cartwheel in my living room. My son would be like, I didn't think you could still do that. I'm like, did you just hear what this
person
said?
And somebody tried to shut her down, and I didn't play that part, and she jumped on him and basically told him, sit down and shut up.
They can't, and they know they can't. And it's just a beautiful thing when you hear the women on the panel speak, and you talk about the black women across this country who was making strides and making sure that our race, that the black culture is not forgotten about, that it will no longer be put on the sideline, that it will no longer be deemed as nothing more than trouble and violent and uncouth. You can't say that about black people anymore. And I have to applaud the black women who have been standing up. Let me be clear, sisters, take a bow. You have done your thing. But also want to make sure and remind our black sisters that we still need that black man. We still need to uplift him, because in all
the
work that we do, we still need our protection. And what we do, we do it for the fact that we are the Mother Earth. We Mother Earth, and we better start recognizing it. And listen to this sister in this panel, it has already began. And I am so proud to say this very day, I am and always will be a black woman, proud, unapologetic, and ready to take on whatever comes my way. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? I have God and I have that black man, and there's nothing more forceful and powerful than the black woman, the black man, and God. Period.
I just love this energy this morning.
I love it.
You know, we never know which way the show goes, you know, but that God takes over, and that's so inspiring this morning, very inspiring. And they need to play that little clip at different events.
This
year,
you
know,
they do. Black women in home care will be playing
I'm
that
save that.
Soundtrack.
That's right.
I'm going to save that one.
You guys will hear it on November 11th. You will hear it.
Because she said everything we wanted to say. She really did,
bam.
I tell you.
She did.
By the way, the Powerball jackpot is now $1.04 billion. Nobody matched all
they
six numbers. However, there were two $2 million winners, and there are five $1 million winners. Matter of fact, one of those million-dollar tickets was here in Michigan. So
I haven't even checked my ticket yet, to be honest about it. I left it in my daughter's house, and I'm going to check it just today or tomorrow. Could be me,
yep.
Y'all. I'll let you know.
If
Henrietta retired comfortably,
sold in Michigan. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there was $1 million ticket sold in Michigan. So, yes, absolutely. Henrietta, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Just to bring back the information regarding Caregivers Appreciation Day, you know this was scheduled for September 16th, but unfortunately, due to circumstances, we had to reschedule it. And so now we have the new date and time, which is going to be the same time, but it's going to be November the 11th, 2023. It's going to be held at the Tyndall Recreational Activity Center off of 7 Mile in Wyoming. Set to go off in the most fabulous way. We're uplifting caregivers in the city of Detroit. As many people know, I'm a home care advocate, activist, and professional caregiver consultant. And so I want to, and I do this, it's my third annual caregiving event, and I like to uplift the workers and the women who do this work, which happen to be the women of color. And so, yes, that's going on November the 11th. Your tickets are free. We are on eBright. We are on Mobilize. We are in Detroit event calendar. We're also in Detroit. There's another event that spot that I put the tickets on. So anyone who wants to attend, if you're a caregiver, if you know anybody who caregives, if you are a supporter, if you just want to come out and enjoy and meet with leadership and talk to, you know, the caregivers and uplift them on this day of that they're going to have, please come out and do so. So there are a lot of support coming from behind that. So that's just what I wanted to tack on in that, other than the fact I want to just say, you know, it is so much going on in the city of Detroit that's positive, and I wish it got highlighted more. But, yeah, it's just, you know, we just got to stay encouraged. And I love how Christy put the word push out, because that's how I felt this morning. I had to get up out of my bed and push myself to doing all these things that has, you know, that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to get up and keep moving. It really does. So, Christy, thank you for reminding us all to use the acronym PUSH. Because you have to praise until something happens. And that's the only way it's going to happen. If you praise, and push for it to happen. And so thank you for that, because I definitely needed to hear that this morning, because I've actually been sick for the last couple of days. I don't know what happened. I've just been having this really bad headache, but I'm better now. But I think a lot of it is just geared toward me doing so much and want to get things moving in our community. And getting our generations moving in the right direction. So I am really, really passionate about changing the way things are happening in the black community. And it takes a lot out of me. It drains me.
Henrietta, what time is your caregivers event on? It's on Veterans Day, right?
It's going to be on November
11th.
It's the same time, 2 to 6 p.m. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, because I'm putting it on my calendar right now, 2 to 6.
And the information is out there. I have rescheduled it out, so it's back on Eventbrite, and it's back in Mobilize. I've been sharing the links on all my social media platforms. So if you just go to Eventbrite, or I can just put it in the group, and you can click on the link and get your free ticket. I increased the tickets to 100 because the last time I had 75, and they all sold, and I had to add a couple more tickets to that. So I just put 100 free tickets out, and I say free because I want people to come out to enjoy it and be able to just come and meet with their leadership during this event as well.
Well, I think it's a very good thing that you're doing, and I've been to each, every single one of them, and I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to coming on the 11th and also with the commissioner. And I have a caregiver that's sitting right across from me now, and I hope that I hope that she's able to put it on her busy schedule so that we can attend Ms. McKenzie.
Okay.
So I think it's a great thing that you're doing. It was nobody else was doing it. You know, I'm talking about grassroots. Now, you might have been some mm-hmm. of those health care companies doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they give those awards to each other at these hospitals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about people right down the road here, okay? The people
yeah.
that are working
hard. Well, we're pushing
for
legislation, Michael, too,
uh-huh.
to make it a national day for caregivers here in the state of Michigan. We don't have a national caregivers
right.
day for caregivers in the state of Michigan. So there are some friends of mine up in the legislation who are actually putting it on their bills to actually co-sponsor and to push for legislation for a National Appreciation Day for caregivers in the state of Michigan.
Excellent.
So we're working hard. Yes.
Great, great job. Looking forward to this event. And all right, well, we're going to start to wrap up a little bit. Sabrina McKenzie, Bravo TV star. You also ran for Senate in Georgia at one
yeah.
time. You see that it's important to be involved in politics and legislation. You just got back yourself from Washington. Just wanted to know if you had any closing remarks of, you know, that you had not shared or you want to reiterate right now.
Yes, thank you, Michael. The first one is that when you speak about caregiving, I actually met with the congressman here in Michigan, Sri Tanadar.
Yep, Sri Tanadar.
Sri Tanadar. I met with him, one in D.C. and also in Detroit. And we talked about putting together legislation to support caregivers with music therapy. And so we are fighting for legislation to make sure that they have additional aid and to make sure that the budgets are not cut, because I don't know if you are aware, but the Medicaid has cut the budgets and a lot of music therapists lost their jobs. And so we want to make sure that the patients that we're taking care of have the best care. They're able to have aids, they're able to have music therapy, and they're able to have quality of life at the end of life journey. I'm a chaplain by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day, not only am I advocating for caregivers, but I'm in the field with patients, helping them at the end of life process. So if anybody, I know Henrietta, that's one of the things that you do if you're interested in jumping on that bill or helping us with the legislation. We welcome all of you. Many of you have families that have been on hospice or care. We welcome you, too, because you know the impact and how important it is for us to take care of our loved ones. Secondly,
mm-hmm.
I am on tour. Many of you may be aware of a young lady by the name of Yandy from Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
We have a tour that's going on. It's called Girl Talk. We did one show in Atlanta. Again, it's about empowering women, all the marginalized women, business women, business owner, Christian women. So we would love for you to come. We're going to be in Detroit, Miami, South Carolina, and back in Atlanta. So I will share that information, but I'm on tour with Yandy from Love and Hip Hop and some others like Chef Ingrid and some other women that you may know. We would love to have you guys come out. Thirdly, we're having a fundraiser for Youth in the Arts. As we mentioned, Liturgical Dance Day, this is a historical moment celebrating worshipers, but there are things that we know dance impacts. It impacts self-esteem. It impacts teen pregnancy. It impacts dropout rates in a positive way, where those that are engaged in the discipline of dance are more structured in school and score higher on the SAT scores according to statistics. So with that in mind, for any of you that have youth or young people
or you support young people, I would invite you to help us with the advocacy as well as donations so that we can continue to put on summer programs and counsel our youth and teach them that when you dance, you don't only have to drop it like it's hot, but you can drop it for Jesus. So those are the things that I want to share. Last but not least, with the Wealth Circle, you can find the Wealth Circle book on Amazon. We have seminars that are happening. In fact, I will be at a local church in Detroit, Michigan. I'll be back in Michigan on next week. What is this pastor's name? Pastor Welton. You guys may know him. Very popular pastor in Detroit, Michigan. But we're going to have a symposium, and I'm going to introduce the book there. Sign some books there, and we're going to help with free consultation for credit repair. So if any of you are interested in getting your credit fixed so that you can get these houses that are going to be available after the shutdown comes back on from people that are losing their properties, you definitely want to holla at your girl, okay? You can find me on all social media platforms, Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, Apostle Sabrina McKenzie on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. I love you guys, and every time you see me, I'm going to be fighting for our people.
Awesome.
What a powerful morning this morning. And Apostle Sabrina, it's been a pleasure working with you these number of months now, ever since you landed in Detroit. And we've worked on a few things, projects, since day one. And I'm honored, and it's a pleasure working with you and knowing you all these months now. I think, has it been a year yet? It hasn't even been a year yet, has it?
No,
yeah.
I think like,
and we just, hit it. Yes, hit the ground running. So it's always great to have you here, and so informative every time that you're here. Every time I talk to you, really. Sunday morning team, this was great this morning. I really enjoyed the show. And we covered a lot. Once again, prayers, thoughts, my heart goes out to the family of Stephen Sparrow O'Neill, the poet, who passed this week, a couple of days ago, actually. So I'm just waiting now to get the details on the memorial services, one of the most popular poets here in town. Stephen Sparrow. Everybody knows him by Sparrow, and it was somebody that met at Cafe Mahogany back in the day. That was the spot where all the poets hung out back in the day. It almost feels like I was going to school back then, a school for poetry, because that's where everybody was. That's where we all met, and it was so much talent in that room, so much talent. Every Tuesday night, the open mic list, and it was people from all over Detroit. I remember I used to go there, and it would be so crowded. The only space left was sitting on the floor. And there were so many different poets. You had to come, you had to bring it. So that's why I ended up like Sparrow. We started doing ours over music. We started doing it Love Jones style, like the movie, because every poet that signed up on the mic had a different type of poetry. It was so exciting back then because everybody was different. You went from one extreme to another on that open mic list, and you know, Cass Tech was right down the street. It was easy to come right after school and go down to Cafe Mahogany, and they had poetry contests back then, and all the poets. And I was blessed to be able to meet people like Sparrow down at Cafe Mahogany, and many more now over the years as we've been getting older. But Sunday morning team, I hope you have a great day today, a great day of worship, a great day of rest. I'm going to the African American Leadership Awards banquet tonight at the DIA.
I'll see you there.
Great. Commissioner McCormick is receiving, I think it's Woman of the Year, one of those awards tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Kimberly, I should know that you're going to be in the house. I should have known. You know, I run into Kimberly all the time. But I'm looking forward to
it. I'll be there as well, Michael. I have tickets to go tonight as well. That was the only thing I see there.
I forgot, Sabrina. This is the Sunday morning team. What am I thinking?
You always know we get around.
What am I saying? This is the Sunday morning team. This is a bunch of superstars here, you know?
That's why we get around. You know we're going to be in the house.
That's why I
started
preparing.
If not all these places, you know you're going to run into us.
Sabrina, at one time I used to, you know, I'd be out too late sometimes on a Saturday night, and I don't prepare, or I'll go to sleep, and I'll just jot something down when I'm walking in the studio. I can't do that no more, because this team this team does their research. They write stuff down. They prepare stuff for today. And I had to change up. I had to step my game up because of the Sunday morning team. They do not play like this morning. I thought I thought I was the only one that was going to talk about Jasmine Crockett from Texas. The whole team already knew about it, posting stuff online about it. You guys are on it. You know what's going on. So looking forward to seeing you guys down there at the DIA tonight. Just trying to figure out what I'm going to wear right now, but all right. Well, have a great day today, Sabrina. Thanks for stopping in today. I have to do some pictures and post it since you're looking so fabulous this morning. I don't even have I should have wore a suit or something just to keep up with you today. But I think I have I'm always got a blazer ready to go. Okay. Matching blazers. Yes. Comes in handy for these moments when you need to step your game up. What am I thinking? Sunday mornings, you got to bring it. Have a blessed day. Have a great day today. And thanks for getting up, and listeners, thanks for listening to the show. And, Sabrina, we're going to be working on this new project. It's going to be lit. That's right. That's why that's the name of it. It's going to be lit. All right. Have a great day. See
all right.
Next time.
All right. Great day, everyone.
Okay.
God bless.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to